Hello again. Yes, two episodes in one day. We are airing this extra episode today because it deals with a really serious topic that far too many digital marketers have been facing lately: security problems with their Meta ad accounts. And for some reason, and maybe just because of the size of it, Meta's ad platform seems particularly susceptible to hacking attacks. Attacks where someone will get into your business manager, add themselves as an admin, get to your ad account, and start running their ads, usually some sort of BS crypto scheme or affiliate links, but those ads are running on your credit card or that of your client. It happens even to the top tier digital ad buyers like Barry Hott. Barry is a highly sought after media buyer and performance growth consultant. So Barry, welcome. I'm sorry we're meeting under these circumstances, but tell me what happened for you.
Friday afternoon, found out that all of our accounts were shut down. That's the first notice that I got was, hey, our account is shut down due to our accounts being hacked. And I didn't know anything else about it because it's accounts that I'm not really working on, these other accounts, but it's someone I'm helping. And I have access to the other ad accounts, and I was able to go in and find rogue spending ads in multiple ad accounts, particularly ad accounts that have been dark for months, if not years, if not ever.
So did they remove your access then and everyone on your team?
They did not. Very fortunately, that would have been a much bigger nightmare. And the thing that had disabled it was apparently someone at this company flagged it to Facebook, and then that shut down everything in the business. Mm. So I guess I'm hoping that helped prevent that. I still had business access, I guess, but the ad accounts were all deactivated. So it doesn't seem like, I mean, it's very possible that could have been much worse and they could have had admin access that would have removed other admins. But I don't know if that's possible. I think that is possible through the API, but I'm not sure. But it seems like they didn't want to do that, or they haven't done it yet. They might still do that.
So when this happens, you know, and there's people mucking around in your business manager, predictably what most people do is they go to the log, the security audit trail of actions in business manager to see who did that and so on. Did you do that? What did you find?
I did do that, and I found no discernible log of any of these new partners that were in our business. There were multiple new business managers that had access to multiple of our ad accounts that were not listed in the history at all. So like no one, there was no log of anyone adding those people. I could see that we had added some people in the past, but I don't think any of those people that were added were any of the nefarious like admin users, which leads me to believe that this was a API-based attack, which also is something relates to, like, I've heard other stories of people not understanding how this was happening or being able to see like there were no other users in there. Knowing that, you know, and reviewing the documentation for Facebook's API for Business Manager, that this is possible and easy to do.
This is terrifying. Am I overstating that?
I think it's terrifying. I mean, I'm witnessing it. I have a front row seat, and either I'm having an issue with the history not exporting properly, or the history isn't logged properly, or what I believe is happening is that the API changes aren't being logged or displayed in my history for some reason.
So let's just back up so that people understand, because it's a lot of technical terms we're throwing around. So normally what happens is if you are a business manager admin and you make a change, like, for instance, inviting a partner to your Meta business account or adding an employee, all that shows up on that log so that you can review, say, well, who gave Sarah access, right? You can check it. Because that didn't exist, or you went to the log, but the changes that let people in were phantom. They weren't there on the log. Your theory is that perhaps hackers have now figured out how to do that through some kind of backdoor like the API, which I wasn't even aware, to be honest, that there was an API for adding and removing people in Business Manager. I thought that was all on the desktop side.
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense when you think about the large scale SaaS, right? Like I think like Sprinklr and other programs that are built to handle this stuff for businesses. So it makes sense that there is API for this, but it's terrifying because the thing I find terrifying about this is that someone, a hacker, and I hate to give people the ideas for this, but could build a script that effectively, once it senses it has access to a business, it can literally just launch and immediately grant access to multiple other businesses immediately, like just via code, automatically. Yeah. So that's terrifying. The scarier part that happened here happens to be that we don't have a trace of it. That's the like bigger part. So there's a lot of conflating factors here, but not being able to see it in the log. And I tested it, like I removed someone else's access and it showed up in the log.
Yeah, you did it not through the API, you did it on the desktop side.
Correct, correct. So something's missing.
So that was Friday. What's happened since then?
Since then, we, over the weekend, like found more stuff that Facebook, like literally Saturday, Facebook responded that they had caught and fixed, resolved the situation. Everything was fine. And like, I saw that and like, I was like, okay, let me double check. And I found a couple accounts that weren't accounted for that our team hadn't reported, because we hadn't, whoever had reported didn't like see all the ad accounts and like, or check all the ad accounts that were possible. So I've still found some rogue ones, and either the partner businesses that were removed were re-added, because I didn't check myself, or they still remained. So I could see that stuff was reactivated in those accounts. Some of the ad accounts were completely shut off by Facebook, but some of the accounts were left on, and the ads that were turned off were just simply turned back on. And I found stuff that was still on, and I turned it off and lowered the budget.
And when you say stuff, you mean these ads that the hackers placed?
Ad sets. Rogue ad sets. So fortunately, in this case, it was very easy to spot. It was a duplicated, in most of them, it was a duplicated campaign of an existing campaign, but and a duplicated ad set. So it looked normal, right? Everything was named normal, but then the ad within it was not normal. So it's pretty hard to spot. And the only ones that were easier to spot were the accounts that didn't have anything in them. So it was really, you know, just one campaign that was live. But all of those, like, it was scary knowing that I could turn it off right now, and in 15 seconds, either another human somewhere else or an automated system could just reactivate it.
And that's typical of what they'll do, is they'll duplicate it so that it keeps the same name, which means that it's easier to look past. They also, by the way, will do that to users. If they add users to your business admin, they'll use the same name or a slight variation of it. So you weren't able to see necessarily when people were added to Business Manager, but when ads change, there is a separate audit log as well for the ads. Could you see anything in there?
Yes, so we definitely can see that. We cannot see who did it, because there's a weird separate issue with Facebook now. We're really in the weeds, where if I'm in business A and someone makes a change from business B, the name of that person in business B is not visible to me. So I cannot see the name of the person or the name of the business that made that change.
Is that a bug? I feel that you used to be able to see the partner that did a change. I don't think you could ever see the human being at the agency or the partner, but I feel like you could see the partner before.
I do think it's a bug. I also think that the activity log, which I'm sure the audience listening to this, if anyone's listening to this part, no one's used. This is like such a small tool that is only used in emergency situations. And I've literally had to, there were times when Facebook has removed the activity log, and I was like, hey, I've had to talk to Facebook engineers and be like, hey, you can't remove this. I understand that I'm sure the usage is like a percent of a percent, but it's only used in event of emergencies for the most part. Like you don't look at that. I've joked before that if Facebook were a cruise line, they would eliminate the lifeboats, because they're like, well, we don't use them 99.999% of the time, right? Like, but you'd still need to have them there in case of emergency. So that's terrifying to me, that I don't know who's responsible for owning that product or updating it or really thinking about the implications or use of it. And I don't think that there's always been complications with business manager relations. It's not the smoothest thing that Meta or Facebook has ever built or fixed.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And it is, I mean, to be fair, I give a lot of shade to Meta on this podcast, but to be fair, it is a monstrously large system with tentacles everywhere. So I can imagine.
And impressive.
Yeah, very impressive, yeah. When it works. It's,
yeah.
And then, of course, the exit of Sheryl Sandberg and, you know, three or four separate executives on the ad side, senior people in the last couple of months, has probably not helped things in terms of focus. Barry, if someone wakes up one morning and they discover that someone or something in this case has hacked into their business manager account and is starting to run ads, what should they do in your experience?
First things first, dive into any logs that you can. That's what I would do first is first things first, shut anything off that looks wrong and do whatever you can to try and prevent it from easily being reactivated. So if the budget is $50,000 a day, turn it down to one, turn it off, turn the campaign, turn the ad set, turn the ad off. Even if those can easily be readjusted, at least that, you know, you're saving yourself some time and you can.
Why not delete them?
For evidence purposes.
Mm.
I agree with you. A lot of people, like, I don't think that's a bad step to delete them. I think that might be a good practice, might be a better practice, but I really don't want to risk losing some important nugget of data. It shouldn't go away if you delete it, but it's scary. So like I just unfortunately don't trust the system to handle for that well. So yeah. And also look, I can't guarantee this. I can tell you that in this situation, Meta is covering all of the losses. And when I want to point out, this is, first of all, I, you know, can't mention who this is happening to or whatever. And I'm not really under NDA on this for Meta, but like this is hundreds of thousands of dollars. Hundreds of thousands of dollars. And what's scarier to me is the probably thousands and, or if not millions of impressions that are being shown and clicks that are being gotten by these nefarious businesses selling probably illegal or just completely scamming for credit card information.
The ads that they placed, I'm curious, what were they for? Was it crypto?
It was for, like, the ones I saw were for, like, lose weight quickly, like gummies. Yeah.
It feels to me that no one at Meta seems to be putting a big priority on this. Am I wrong there?
That's what I see, and it's really frustrating to me. It seems that there's no one incentivized or motivated or gold based on these things. And in fact, knowing that, you know, if you read Sheryl Sandberg's book, that they believe in ruthless prioritization, every person involved in fixing this issue is incentivized to get this out off of their plate as quickly as possible and just move on to the next thing. They're not really incentivized, as far as I understand, you know, as an outsider looking in, they're not really incentivized to prevent this or look into the bigger problem here. They're just incentivized to like fix this one issue for this client, assume that this brand screwed up and gave away access and move on to the next thing. I don't think they're looking at the bigger issue, except I will say the engineers who I've relayed this info to directly seem to take this very seriously. I got a message personally from someone who flagged this, and they said that they're looking into it and like did not understand the scope of some of this, which I thought was interesting and terrifying.
I have to say, it seems like some of this stuff could be really easily solved. And I'll tell you one example, a very common way that hackers are getting into accounts is by sending a private message to a brand page. Mm-hmm. The account from which they send it looks kind of Meta-ish. It has Meta's logo. Yeah. It'll say Meta privacy or Meta enforcement, or sometimes it'll say page enforcement team. And it'll talk about, you know, there's a copyright strike against you or someone's made a report and we'll take down your page in 48 hours unless you respond. There's a link. Mm-hmm. often that link is on a Facebook.com domain because they can figure out a way to sort of redirect it. And mm-hmm. those people who click that are believe that they are logging into Facebook. And even if you have two-factor authentication on the tops, the time-oriented password, the six-digit code, you can be tricked into giving them, the hacker, that six-digit code. And literally within 30 seconds, as soon as they get it, they've got, you know, a window of whatever that is, 30 seconds to log in, and that's how they get it. And here's how I think they can fix that, because this is how, that's how a lot of these hackers are getting in. Like, mm-hmm. why don't they just do a text search inside private messages for strings that are always used with this thing, like your page will be deleted if, and then variations of that. You know, if they've got AI that can make, you know, you type in banana Polaroid and it'll come up with an image, you'd think their AI could figure that out.
Again, it goes back to incentives. This is a small problem that no one is incentivized to fix or solve at Meta. Like, it's just not worth their time. It's, again, ruthless prioritization. This isn't a big enough problem for any person to be dedicated to or think about or put AI into, right? Like, there's the, you know, everyone at Meta wants to, like, build something new and cool and sexy. Like, nobody wants to fix things. There's not sexy. There's no fame in fixing things. So that's what you see a lot of. I also, you know, like, it's very possible that some of these apps could be lying dormant with access to your business for months or years, or lying dormant in someone's account that you just added to your business. Like, and then suddenly you add them, and if they have admin access, if they have admin access, that app can now have access to your whole business.
There is a way to check what apps are on your attached to your Meta account. And here, unfortunately, I think there's a couple of places where that list exists. But here is one if you're looking for it. It's a bit of a long URL, but this will take you right to that screen. facebook.com/settings?tab, that's T-A-B, the equal sign, applications, then the ampersand sign, R-E-F, equals settings. And I'm sorry that it's that long, but that will take you directly to the page. You can review. It'll show you which apps are on there. We actually do that once a month, I think, where we go through every single, you know, Pinterest, Twitter, TikTok, all of those accounts to see what has access still. And, you know, often it'll be like an ad optimization tool that you wanted to try out, and you tried it out, didn't really work out, you didn't like it or whatever, and then you forgot that it still has its hooks into your, you know, it's like the Demogorgon on Stranger Things, right?
Maybe we'll talk another really time about up. How there are tons of apps that can just, even if you don't have admin access, even if you just have analyst access, there are many apps that can do that just to pull data from all of your ad accounts secretly in the background. And if you own a business, you wouldn't even know. And it's very possible that there are very large and very important publicly traded companies that people are stealing data from easily through the API, because there is no way that if you own a business, you can know what apps have access to your business through each individual user. That is how the ecosystem is set up, and it is horrific.
That is a good point, because the URL I hadn't really. And that's a good point, because the URL that I gave, I believe, is what your personal account has access to.
Correct.
Yes, outside exactly. Oh my gosh. Yeah. I'm gonna need either more time or a bottle of gin to handle the rest of it.
But I know, right?
Barry, thank you for this.
My pleasure.
Barry Hott. You can learn more about what Barry does at his website, BarryHott.com. Barry truly is one of the top tier in the Meta buying space right now. You would be lucky to have him on your team. We are back tomorrow with a regular episode. See you then.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.